From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Police in Quebec City, Canada, say one man is in custody following a shooting at a mosque. Six people were killed, eight were wounded late Sunday in the shooting, which Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau condemned as, quoting now, a terrorist attack on Muslims.
Canadians will not be broken by this violence. Our sense of spirit and our sense of unity will only strengthen.
U.S. President Donald Trump called Mr. Trudeau on Monday to offer his condolences. President Trump took to Twitter Monday to say reports from Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly indicate all is going well in the implementation of his executive order on immigration. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. The White House says only a tiny fraction of those entering U.S. territory since Friday have been affected. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters Monday 109 people have so far been stopped from entering the United States out of 325,000 foreign nationals who have entered the country in a single 24-hour period since the ban was imposed.
The president's going to be very proactive with protecting this country. We're not going to wait till we get attacked and figure out how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. He's going to do everything in his power to stop every threat that we face in this country and every potential threat.
There was confusion among travelers over the weekend as officials scrambled to implement the order. Protesters took to the streets across America, and human rights groups are vowing to take legal action against it. President Trump says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. The nine-member court has been vacant one seat since the death last year of Antonin Scalia. He is considering several conservative judges for the appointment. This is VOA News.